afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ the Lord. Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to gather with you, and I plunge right into Luke's gospel today. In the readings, the scriptures invite us to do that and let them, you know, just pour into us. As we plunge into life and are very busy and draw aside, we might take time to do that now. You may be enjoying what Greg and I are trying to share with you, and that's the beauty and the glory of Christmas and its message. So Merry Christmas from Greg Lacamelli and his family, his wife and three beautiful daughters, myself, our whole mountain family, as we savor the truth, the food of God's word, and the wonder that God has been born for us in Jesus Christ, our Lord. It's amazing, and that's what amazing means. It means being broken out of a maze. And this time of year, if we take a little time and reflection, we might experience that ourselves. Just a bit of a movement from the, not just busyness, but the snarl. The being tied up. The being, why am I worried about that again? Gee, that got me angry. And we can just let it pass. Let it pass. Greg very thoughtfully invited us to reflect on these shepherds who hear this message that I began with. And very thoughtfully, it continues. Because the passage in Luke for Christmas morning, the passage when the angels went away from them to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go then to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." And so they went in haste and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told to them about this child. There's some wonderful movements there. And I suspect in you and I as well, as we open ourselves to the birth of Christ Jesus on this Christmas in our hearts and for the world. The coming into us of this reality and the felt sense of an invitation. Let us go. Let us go out. Well, what are we going to take out? You know, what's the list I have for going shopping today? Or why did I get in the car in the first place? And you know, what are the things that have us move from room to room in our house thinking, gee, I walked over in that direction for some very intentional reason? Opening up for us, the let us go, is the proclamation of the angels. This glory that shone over this little ragtag group of shepherds is the glory of all creation. It isn't just a sky full of angels. It is the cosmic truth of God's abiding love and the life of God bursting up and out of each of us. It cannot be contained in our usual sense of container. And yet, the vessel that holds it well is the moment that you and I, and Greg in his own special way, has invited us into. With song and scripture and quiet and my raspy voice, we can allow tranquility, a bit of serenity, to wake up in us so that we once again can say, let us go.
When the angels went away from them to heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing. Let us go to Bethlehem and see."
But the steps in the gospel that I'll reflect on briefly here are quite wonderful. and they let us know what we have to take with us as we go to our Bethlehems. The shepherds say to see the thing that has been there, that has taken place. Let us go to see. And so there's this moment right now when you and I can pause and say, oh, it's 10 days after Christmas, or it's 2 years after that last one, or right now I'm feeling and experiencing a moment of God's inbreaking birth that is here for you, you know, both in baptism and in the origins of creation. You and I were born in the only begotten one. God had us in God's own mind. We were somehow there, as we are here now, full of grace. And so this seeing is this wonderful ability to realize that in whatever condition we're in, a message is coming to us that we might bear out to others. And so the other movement is that we might bear to others, make known what the Lord has said to us. Let us go to see what has been made known to us. And then they go and tell the message.
So they went in haste and found Mary and Joseph, and an infant lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed at what had been told them by the shepherds.
I think it's really neat. You know, they show up and say, hey, Mary, this is what we heard about you. There are a few things that you and I can laugh at a little bit, but some of them are the beauty of moments like this and the glory of scriptures. And you can see these befuddled people showing up and just being overwhelmed by a simple shelter by the side of the road because there was no room in the inn. The shelter is functionally probably there to cover the food so it doesn't get wet, let alone the animals. And so this manger is very, we would say today, primitive. It wasn't a cave. It didn't have the comfort of a cave. And yet somehow we hear in that not only the location, but the fact that Mary and Joseph were on the road. They were seeking refuge. They were refugees. They were in an oppressed time. And like you and I, they received the Lord. Mary, from her womb, is born Christ our Savior, Jesus the Lord, our saving God. And as we let ourselves go to the place of visiting this, maybe in this tranquil moment or another time in your day, you and I might see this fresh. We might sense the immediacy of this. For Lord, the Lord is making this known to us, wishes that we might see this in a new and fresh way. And then each in our own way, bear this message to others. And they made known the message. I welcome you and I as we move into these days at open our hearts to wonder and imagining, to allow ourselves again to feel the openness of that scripture passage and sort of walk around in it and feel ourselves part of that, coming in on the moment. God told me. God has said it to us. God will come to us. God has come to us in Jesus Christ. May the glory and the blessing of the Word of God, the enfleshment of God's Word in Jesus Christ, and the fullness of life that comes from God in Jesus, fill your day. You know, place out every dish and cup and plate on your table and have fun. And one of the great images from St. Francis I'll leave you with his poor brothers in the midst of difficult times. He grabbed a piece of meat, which was the only meat in the household for the friars on a Christmas day. He went over and rubbed the wall. And as the brothers stood there aghast, Francis said, "It's Christmas, and even the walls should eat meat." So let everything in you and around you celebrate the birth of Christ now and always, each day and in all of this coming year. Be still and know that God has come to us in Jesus Christ.
What then can I give Him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what can I give Him? I will give my heart. In the bleak made winter, frosty wind made moan, earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow softly fallen, snow on snow on snow. In the bleak midwinter, long, long ago. In the bleak midwinter, long, long ago.
Information about Mount Irenaeus, visit www.mountainonline.org. Join us in making all things new.